Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Haast here. We're in a series of podcast episodes here where we speak about being productive. Last episode we covered picking four focus activities per day and the size of them and how to relate to them. And today we're going to look at getting them done. Now, when you get good at picking focus activities, or what I call hits for the day, you pick more and more of non-urgent things. You pick things that you work on that might not even need to be done the following week, but things like planning ahead, things like preparing workshops or meetings, things like activities to do with long-term strategies, they are not that urgent. And the better you get at choosing good priorities per day, you may move into a space of less and less urgency in your life. That's one of the benefits of this methodology, to pick a few things per day and give them your attention. Now, the interesting thing with the brain is that the brain we all have is not wired so much for impact or importance. It is wired for urgency. So when things feel urgent, your brain will remind you about them a lot. Like if you're about to miss a train, or if you're running late for a meeting or a flight even, or something needs to get mailed today, like really, your mind will remind you about that stuff. But if you have things that you have said is a priority that are not urgent, even though they are impactful and important, your brain has a tendency to keep throwing up the urgent stuff during the day. So as you take this method on, you will notice that you forget the four things you took on in the day. It might even be 2-3 o'clock. Happened to me yesterday. I was like, what did I decide this morning to do today? Because it was just gone. So you can't rely on your memory and your brain to remind you of these important and impactful things, because your brain is too occupied with everything urgent. Small things. Your phone go bling and there is a text message and you have this impulse to check it. In case there is something, it feels urgent to check your phone. It feels urgent to check your email perhaps, or the Slack channels or team channels. You need to create existence of your priorities outside of your brain. Existence is a funny word, perhaps. It needs to exist outside of your mind somewhere else for you to get reminded of it, or it might completely disappear. So the simplest way to do it is simply to make a reminder in your calendar. I use the all-day event at the top a lot for this. I leave it still as available so it doesn't block my calendar, and I enter the four key focus activities for the day at the top of my calendar. Then I see them. I make four entries because that's what I like. Some people just call the event focus activities for today, and then in the notes section in the calendar, they enter what the four things are. Now, I like to have the four on top there, and I don't need to give them time all the time because I have space in the day to complete them. And some days that are a bit packed, I allocate a specific time slot for them. Sometimes I can delegate these things, and as they are at the top of my calendar, it's easy to remember to follow up. So, working hard is not the same as being productive. If you want to be productive, you want to move out of the urgency state of life and into the impact and important areas of life. Your brain will not remind you so well about those things because the brain is urgency driven. So create reminders outside of your mind for these things. And you'll notice the joy of seeing them in the day and the joy of noticing progress on them and the joy of completing them. Next episode, I will share adding meaning to these four things. And that's a big key to getting them done. And when you have them formulated, you have reminders, and they mean something deeply to you, it's very predictable that they also get done. So thanks for listening, and welcome back to the next episode.